maybe he's working, but like, yeah, people that still needs to Zoom in. I thank you for this Zoom guide for making it available. We can get inspired and encouraged, and thank you, God, that we have a God that's so huge like you, Father. And thank you for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And, yeah, so, wow, in a couple of days, it's May. And, yeah, Glenna, so we're leaving. Me and Mom's leaving for California on Wednesday, May 13th for Edgar's memorial is May 16th. So keep that in your prayers. We're going to be seeing relatives that we haven't seen and relatives that don't want to talk and things like that. But you know what? We're believers. Me and Mom is going to shine that light in that dark place. And, I'm thankful that we're able to go because we're going to have to travel from San Jose. We're going to go to Monterey, California, where my youngest daughter, they live in a marine housing. So I get to see my new grandchild. Yes, Ethan. He's about a month and a half old, and the rest of the other two grandson. Ooh, good looking grandsons. Anyway, I'm the grandma, so that's why I'm bragging about that. And Mom, you know, she's okay. She has her moments, but I'm thankful that she is a believer. Her comfort right now is the hope when Jesus Christ comes back. I keep reminding her of it, which is good. Edmund left a legacy when he witnessed to us, you know. That's one of the first things he talked about is when Jesus Christ comes back and that the dead shall rise first, right? And I'm so thankful for that encouragement. It could happen tonight, maybe in 2 days, who knows, but it's going to be there. And, you know, just like when Edmund was in the hospital 2 years ago and he was dying and the hospice doctor asked, okay, Edna, let's talk about death and dying. Okay, he goes, yeah, okay, what about it? And what little voice that he had, because he was on a ventilator for about a month, he had a voice and he said, however I go, I die or I live, I'm at peace. I love that. So we looked at each other because I know what he's talking about. And, you know, you're not afraid of anything. If you think you're dying, then okay, but you still, you know, you'll rise up again one day. And I know, Glenna, you had that testimony. You died three times, but, you know, you're not yet. You're still alive. So you still have a lot to do for God. And Mom, bless her heart, speaking in tongues is for her because she's 94. And she talks about, why not me? I've lived life already. I said, Mom, God has a plan. So, yeah. I am thankful that, like I said, she's a believer. And I really hear her speak in tongues much. Bless her heart. And she understands that. You know, her communication, perfect prayer with her Heavenly Father. And she says, I'm thankful I know how to speak in tongues. Yeah, Mom, at 94, that's great. It is the perfect prayer. It's the only prayer, right? And all said and done, I mean, I've been a longtime believer from way back when. And, you know, my kids, they're doing quite well. I mean, they've got, oh my goodness, they really thrive. I mean, they're both professionals. Crystal is a LVN, and she just passed her nursing test, which was a few months ago. And that was her third attempt, but she thrived. She got it. And then Lauren is, you know, a social worker and has her master's degree in it, but right now she's watching her little ones, which is good. And they've seen my struggles when I was And I don't want to talk about that or go in details, but you know what? I'm so thankful. I know it wasn't always hunky-dory, and God was still with me, man, the whole time. When I look back, you know, being a single mom and raising the two girls, but all said and done, the thing I could think about is I'm very grateful for. I had a good job, really. I was getting paid well. And I raised it too. And I think, you know, that my girls saw that. So they're strong kids. You know, I'm a grandma of eight, which I'm very blessed. What a gift, these grandkids. And, I'm thankful their marriages are going well. And, but I also pray that when we do get in touch, you know, like on FaceTime, we can talk about God. I've been praying for that. I mean, they grew up in fellowships, man. Every Sunday we were at fellowships, and they know the heart behind who God is and what God is all about. And lately, I'm not going to dwell on it. I mean, they're busy with their families, careers, and all of that, but I'm always there to remind them God first, you know. So, yeah, I'm thankful. I take some time off from my work, my part-time job, because, you know, because of my brother's memorial, and then also, yeah, I need time to take off because mom, the dementia, and I'm really confessing it, is progressing. I can see some of the things that she can be combative and all of that, but you know, she's still, I mean, she still has at least half of her marbles. But bless her heart, you know, she is a believer, and I'm so thankful for that. I know she looks to God, and that's the best part. You know, I mean, this woman is 94 years old. What else can I ask for? You know, a believer mom, and I'm a believer, and that's the part. And a believer that, you know, I am in a ministry where it's the most perfect and excellent way to walk with God. And bearing much fruit in the midst of whatever, okay? I don't even want to dwell on the situations. As long as we live in this world, there's gonna be trials and tribulations. But God's got my back, right? And yeah, it's a test. It's a test of your faith. And that's how we're gonna get testimonies out of that. And I know, Glenna, you talked about your situation. But you know, where else are we going to go? If we go the other way, that's the adversary. I mean, there's nothing good about that. But when you go to God, yes, your faith is being tested, your faith in your confession. Again, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. In Proverbs, it says that, right? And lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and God, He will direct your path. He always has. And sometimes we get impatient. I do. And that's when I can be build up my believing as well. Keep going, keep going. And before you know it, man, God has answered your prayers. And that's the beautiful part of the whole thing. Again, I'm so thankful that I found the most excellent and perfect way to walk with God. I mean, all of us here, we know we've been in the old paradigm fellowships before. That's great. We have understanding and knowledge and all of that. But the best part is you have those two. You apply it. You manifest it. You practice it where that's where I always say that's where the word of God comes alive. I mean, you can read and read, understand all that knowledge, but until you do some action, it's not going to do you any good, right? So you get the two together, they get married. You walk the talk and you talk the walk. And I know I've talked about this about you know, your life is in a fishbowl. Once you're ministering and being a leader and all of that, believers and non-believers, they'll judge you. But you know what? I really don't care because God's got my back. I always, you know, make demands to God. Look, Father, I'm your laborer. Whether or not it looks good in front of people, that's on you, God. I am just your mouthpiece. I'm talking about you. Okay, now you do the second part. He's God senior. I'm not God junior, right? Trying to assist him. He's the one who's the heart changer and the heart nudger. And I'm so thankful that I know that difference, that discernment. You know, God, show me, tell me. And in the midst of it all, you know, you just get humbled. Just get humbled the way God is showing you. I know sometimes it's hard. And Glenn, and I never forgot when you said, God may not be early, but he's always on time. And it's God's timing. And that's also part of our faith in our confession where we stay patient, you know, and God will lead. I say, God, take the lead and I'll follow your lead because you're God. We don't question you. You're the creator of the heavens and the earth. Who does that? You know, like, sure, there's smart people in this world, science, they always go scientific way or factual. I mean, who created science? God. And people just make the decisions based on that. And I'm like, no. You know, that's why we're here. We're that mouthpiece to tell people, you know, God is God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. I can't even imagine basing my decision on science and factuals. You know, yeah. Now I see the difference. And I know that I know. Then I can walk and look to God more confidently and boldly because so many times over, I have seen God work in my life. And I ask, I also request, you know, like the Indian and Nepalese believers, they verbally say it, right? They pray about it, but their mind process has already come to pass. It's just a matter of God orchestrating everything and you know, working things out. He may be working the situation or people and da, da, da. But when you see it, man, you just have the victory and the triumph. I know it's easier said than done sometimes, but where else am I going to go? I'm not going to go the adversary's way. There's no point. There's nothing there. It's death. But with God, it's all life. And I am basking on the way God designed it. He says in his word that, you know, Ephesians 3:20 style, exceedingly and abundantly. Man, who else can exceed that and abundantly? What a verse, because then that's three promises in one verse. That's pretty loaded, okay? And we need to continue to keep believing that, because there's no other. That's life, the more than abundant life, the way God designed it, right? I mean, we can claim all the promises there in that's in the Word. There's over 900 promises, but, you know, in our lifetime, we probably won't be able to claim all that promise. But one thing I know, I'm claiming a few or many now, you know, and I am just thankful and grateful. So attitude, gratitude is huge too. And that's how you also build that relationship with God, right? Always be thankful, because when you are, the humbleness kicks in, the meekness, and then you obey, right? I mean, yeah, we live in the world of chaos, but we don't have to. We live in this world, but we're not of it, right? And God is no respecter of people. Like, he's not going to pick Lawrence as his favorite, or Glenna, or me, or whatever, right? So, we just keep looking, going to God. And we just begin. If you think that you faltered or strayed away, just begin every day. In Lamentations, it talks about God's promises are new every morning. Claim that promise and keep going, keep going, keep going, because there's no other way. The other way is a dead end. With God's way, it's life, that more than abundant life, the way God designed it to be. So that's about my sharing, living life moment by moment walk, which means exercising my power, my authority, going to God, no matter what situation. Like Paul says, whether I'm a base or abound, you know, my faith doesn't change. It keeps going to God, you know, and if you go the other way, you're just wasting energy that we don't even have. Like, why put that energy there where you could put it, the energy going to God, right? So I'm very thankful. Attitude, gratitude, that's huge as well. And thankful that I really stumbled into Lawrence and Kim. I think this was about 5 years ago. That was meant to be, man. That was fate. I mean, I was moving from California to here in Oregon. I always knew God. You know, I said, God, I want to continue to have fellowships the way I left it behind in California. But now it's a different setting. Look, I have Zoom. Before, I used to have physical fellowships all the time. And also, when I was married, I mean, my ex-husband and I, we did laborers together. But again, I always talk about envisioning Philippine laborers. The envisioning, I just know that God's going to make it come to fruition because I pray about it. I really am envisioning that. You know, as a believer, as a laborer, you've got to have goals. Now I'm like so excited, you know, okay, God, where do I start? Just begin. Yep. First of all, stay faithful. Looking to God. So, yeah, that's my sharing, you guys.